Okay, we'll continue the a little bit of the history of the Gedolim that we find the Gedolim and Kubalim in the and also not only Gedolim in learning, but rather a lot of them had a big yad in the progression of the Kabbalah that we have nowadays. So we have we stopped by Rav Yaakov Tzemach, who spoke at length, who is responsible for many Sfarim. We'll come back to him. There's also somebody called Rabbi Natan Shapira, which is called the Ranash. Important to remember, the Ranash. Ranash will find at the back of the Otzot Chaim Hashem, if we do that limud together. We'll find him over there. Very important questions he asked, and a lot of biurim. He was Niftan Tavchav Ches, and he wrote his own Svarim besides the Agad, many Svarim on the Kitvei Arizal. And then you had somebody called Rabbi Shmuel Vital. Rabbi Shmuel Vital was, as his name denotes, he was the son of Rav Chaim Vital, we spoke about, Shinun Chet to Tav Lamed Zayin, and that he learned directly under his father, obviously. And he was responsible for the Shmone Sha'arim, again, that we'll speak about, where we speak about more of what Sfarim are out there from the Kitvei Arizal. And he also wrote a sefer called Chemdat Yisrael. And then again, I spoke to you about, again, I'll give you a bit more detail about Rav Moshe Zakut, or some pronounce it Rav Moshe Zakuta. In short, his name is called Remez, important to remember. Shin Ein Aleph to Tavnun Ched, very early. He was a Talmid of Rabbi Binyamin Alevi, a great, great man of his own stature, that learned under who we call Rabbi Chaim Harofe, who was a doctor. But a great Talmid Chacham, and that Rav Chaim Arofi was a Talmid of Rav Chaim Vital himself. So he was only two generations out. The Ramaz was Rosh Zakuta, was a Talmid of Rav Binyamin, which was a Talmid of Rav Chaim, which was a Talmid of Rav Chaim Vital. Just to give you a perspective in time. He wrote a lot of books of Moshe Zakuta, which is called a Ramaz, Pirush on the Zohar. Shroshi Hashemot, which is famous for, everybody has it. I don't know if you have it, but it's very interesting. Sefer has all the names of the Malachim and how to call them down and all these Kabbalistic things, charms. Interesting Sefer. I don't know how it got into the Shuk, but it's very, very Nofutz now. Also, Remez HaRomez. Agad or Remez, these are all very important books that help us in our learning. Agad, Kitvei Arizal, and others. He also was a Tamid. His Tamidov was Rabbi Binyamin Akon, Rabach, and Rabbi Yeshua Bassan. Rabbi Yeshua Bassan was famous for being the Rav of the Ramchal. So, in the big leagues there. Now, let's continue. Rabbi Yehuda Lev Boravitzir. Let me pronounce his name properly. Pochovitzer. Now, we don't really pronounce his name. Really, we know him as the Shlach HaKadosh. More well-renowned. But, as you know, he wrote many Svarim. Shnei Luchot HaBrit was one. Dat Chochma. Tchon v'chidush dinim nitzav v'zohar kodesh, chalekile avashar, many other svarim. They wrote a very big mekuba, but he writes again. I can tell you last time there drush, there musa, and hashkafa. You had many others. I'm thinking of the famous ones. Rav Yosef Irgas, very famous. He was a talmid of also Rabbi Binyamin HaKohen. And he was Mechaber Sofer Shomei Emunim, very famous Sefer. Shomei Emunim, one of the basic Svarim that people start with when they want to get into the learning of Kabbalah, Kitvei Arizal. Very good introduction over there. Now as well you have Rabbi Manuel Chai Riki. Rabbi Chai Riki, he wrote a Sefer, a very famous Sefer called Mishnat Chassidim. We spoke about last time as well. He was Ne'arag al Kiddush Hashem in Tafkuf Gimon. Ma'avonot HaRabim. Again, Mishnah Chassidim is a sort of a kitzur of the of the Etz Chaim. You had as well a very famous personality around that, Tekufa Zov Chaim Ben Atar, very famous for a Sefer or a Chaim on a Chumash. Then you have Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, Ramchal, no introduction, Datvuna Mislat Yesharim, and other famous Sfarim. Rabbi Gedalia Chiyon, Rabbi Gedalia Chiyon, very famous in Yerushalayim, Taf Men Gimel to Taf Kuf Yud Aleph, Midrash Chasidim, Bet El, famous yeshiva, and still standing, Baruch Hashem, today. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was the first Rosh Yeshiva of this great yeshiva, the Mekubalim, called Bet El, again, in Eir Atika. In Eir Atika, it's still standing, where eventually the Rashash took over, I think, two generations after that. I can just tell you a small story about that as well. There was, after the Six-Day War, and the Arabs invaded the Jewish quarter there in Eir Atika, everybody evacuated, including the Mukubalim that had the Yeshiva Bet El. And they moved to the Yeshiva on Rehov Rashi, which is as well still standing. Rehov Rashi, they started Yeshiva, also called Bet El. After the Israeli government took over the Jewish quarter and all the Arabs went away, something very interesting happened is that only half the yeshiva returned. The other half were very happy and where they were, and they were maybe a bit afraid that's going to happen again. I don't know what the reason was, but so it comes out there's two famous yeshivas called Bet El. But nevertheless, there are huge differences between them, obviously. Once the yeshiva splits, different talmidim come inside, different Rosh Yeshivas, and it's a completely different yeshiva. The one in Eir Atika was run recently by a Rav, his Nifta. He was the Rav of Kotel called Rav Getz. Very powerful individual, very big Mekubal, and they have a very interesting system of Kabbalah, which is I wouldn't say the more standard limud, but something a bit different. And the one in Rav Rashi is more standard, but unfortunately now there's not very much activity there now. Okay, let's continue. You have Rabbi Yossi Malko, wrote a sefer called Shulchan Gevoa, also famous. Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Algazi. Now, he was a Gedolei Minagi Chachme Bet El. Algazi was, again, one of the Talmidim. But not only a Talmid and Bet El, again, Bet El was the big Rosh Hashanah, big yeshiva. Anybody would be in that yeshiva. The Chida was in that yeshiva, the Rashash, other Gedolim Gedolim, El Gazi as well. Rav Yisrael Yaakov El Gazi, who was the later on the Rav of the Av Beis Din of Yerushalayim, just to show you how big these people were. He wrote a sefer called Shalom Yitzibul, Shema Yaakov Drushim, Abba de Rabbanan. He wrote on the Mishnayos, and besides being a huge Mekubal. Pinchas Eliyahu Mivilna, Sefer Brit, he wrote, very famous, also a Kabbalistic work. I have the Sefer, very deep Sefer. Then you have somebody called Rabbi Sar Shalom Sharabi. Like we said, famous, it's called in short, Rabbeinu Rashash. From Tav Pei to Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin, which was very, very deep. He wrote not too much. He wrote something called the Agdama Zuchov Sana. He wrote a sefer called Na'ar Shalom. I got Emetz V'Shalom. On the Etz Chaim, he wrote a Gaot, but very, very powerful. Did I tell you a story about the Chachmat Tunis? I told you that story, right? He is famous not only for being a very big Mekubal, he was a great rabbi in Yerushalayim. People used to come to him all the time to write kmiyas. He used to be on the Vad of Rabbonim over there to help people, the poor people. He was just an enormous personality in the times of Yerushalayim, a very big Rav, and known to be the Gadol Dor at his peak time. in Kabbalah, and he'd be written letters from all around the world to taking care of all various questions. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. And Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.